Blog Talk Radio.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Greetings and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited to have you here. I'm your special guest for today, Haviland Malone, celebrity brand builder, television host, and IMA spokesperson. And we're so excited to have you because today is an extremely special show where the guests that we have lined up for you today are really going to bless you. They really, really are. Every week, you can join IMAs on their radio show every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., always bringing you information that's going to help you to be successful in your life. And no matter what aspect of that of your life it is, whether it's your business, your relationships, and helping you get your health together, whether it's helping you to really get that grasp on your spirituality through the use of the principles in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, which is a powerful tool. You may have heard of the phrase, if you can conceive it and believe it, then you can achieve it. And those words are so very true, and they were mirrored in the life of Napoleon Hill, who was a young journalist who went out and sought out after finding the secret to success. The secret to success that he found by interviewing over 500 of the most successful people of his time, including Theodore Roosevelt, Edison. He also talked with Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, and so many other people of his time. Literally took him over 20 years, but was able to boil down that formula for success in the principles, in the 13 principles that are covered in the book Think and Grow Rich. And we know it's about having that desire, you know, wanting something that you become so fixed on it that your purpose, you have a definiteness of purpose going towards that goal, and having that faith that's unshakable, unmovable. And it's really about making those decisions within your life about what you really want, and then using all the tools and skills that are available to you to make those things come true, including your imagination, and also especially, and what we talk a lot about on the shows that I have the privilege of hosting, is that mastermind principle about bringing those minds together of extraordinary people who have experience, who have specialized knowledge, who have had things happen within their life where they've, you know, fallen into the pits, where they've come up, where they've reached success, and where they've learned those lessons not only through their own experience, but also through the experience of others that really help them to be able to learn what they need to do in their lives to be able to accomplish anything. And so you, I'm sure as you're listening to the show right now, you have goals, you have dreams, you have desires, you have things that you want to be able to accomplish, and sometimes you really don't know how to do it. Well, you've definitely come to the right place, and I'm so excited about the guests that we have coming on today. It's a young lady, and matter of fact, several amazing young ladies who we're going to be talking to today, one of which who I had the privilege of meeting because the mastermind, because of course at an International Mastermind Association, they give you the opportunity to be able to come together to create the plan for your life in all aspects and areas of your life so that you can kind of figure out what the goal is that you want and then help get you into those action steps moving towards it. And so masterminding or coming together with like-minded people is so very important, because it's almost like having if you had one battery and the power that is given off from one battery, it's pretty powerful. I mean, you can put a battery inside of a flashlight and then, you know, have that flashlight, and the flashlight will, you know, get you from room to room in the darkness. But if you had a pack of batteries, so not one battery, not two batteries, not three, but you had a pack of batteries, then how much more power that you can get from that? And so that's what, like, the mastermind principle is like. It's about bringing together multiple individuals that could be from varying backgrounds, varying professions, but who are all coming together in a spirit of like-mindedness, who are really there to help each other to be able to move to the next level. And so speaking of next level, I was actually attending an event in New York, and it was called the Next Level Experience. And it was a mastermind group, and it was about people coming together to really help each other to grow and to prosper and to get a handle on what was the next level for each of us individually. And at this event, there was a young lady who just stood out to me in just the most amazing way. And this young lady was Miss Hillary Vargas. And we had the privilege of being able to speak with her today, and I'll just tell you a little bit about her. And she's a life coach, she's a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, and a youth mentor and educator. She's the founder of Miss Hillary's Kids, which is an organization you're going to get to know a lot about on today's call, because we're actually going to be speaking to some of the youth who have benefited from this program. But it's a nonprofit organization designed to support and empower young adults with learning disabilities, with behavior challenges, or who come from rough or underprivileged backgrounds to really reach their full and highest potential. Because Miss Hillary, she believes in, just like many of you who are on this call today and who have had exposure to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, that empowering each of our kids to help their reaches their highest ability and their highest star is that's what it's about, not their circumstances. That, like, that's not what determines their future. And we've all been in a place in our lives where we weren't sure what direction we were going to go into. There was always a place where you could have made a decision to either go left or to go right. But for whatever reason, and you may have gone down that path or that left path or that path that, you know, wasn't so productive for you for a while, but it was either someone who was there to encourage you, someone who was there with, you know, just the right tool, or, hey, read this book, or here's a word of encouragement, or, hey, you know what, if you did it this way, you can really get to where you want it to be. So having that person who was there who believed in you, and or maybe you're searching for that person right now who can just give you that seed of growth, that seed of progress, and that's what Miss Hillary does for our youth, is really plant those seeds of their dreams and really helps them through the guidance that they need to be able to become that rose out of that concrete and really build upon that. And Ms. Hillary, she's served as an educator in several urban schools in the Rhode Island and New Jersey area, and she teaches and engages teenage students on a myriad of topics. And she herself, having grown up in an urban setting and raised by a single mother who immigrated from Colombia. And so her passions are really around teaching and mentoring and investing in our youth. So, and she has a BA in marketing and a minor in psychology from Johnson & Wales University. And something that I absolutely love, and I think something that will resonate with you as well as our listening audience today, is she loves the quote from Mahatma Gandhi, which says, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." And isn't that so true, that when we can be what we want, then it will be so much easier for us to help other people to get there as well. So without any further ado, let me introduce our special guest on today's call, Ms. Hillary Vargas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Havala. What an honor and pleasure to be with you this morning. Thank you for your beautiful purpose, for allowing this opportunity to have me on your show and have the girls who will later on introduce themselves. I want to thank everyone who's listening right now. This is really what Napoleon Hill really started with, the discipline of getting up so early on a Saturday morning to listen to such an important part of why we do what we do and what you can do to fulfill your purpose. So I honor you and I thank you this morning for being with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we want to thank all of our listeners for listening in. And, you know, we find a lot of value out of today's call for yourself. And just kind of put yourself in the driver's seat as we have this conversation, because we really want to talk about, you know, empowering women in particular, as well as the importance of having a mentorship, having that mastermind that Napoleon Hill talks about. And you've had the privilege of meeting actually Napoleon Hill's grandson, J.B. Hill, and also of reading the book. And so I really want to talk about how that the book has influenced you in your life, in your journey, and being able to like really give you the direction that it has. And then as well, as we would love to, you know, hear about your experience with Napoleon Hill's grandson.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, it really was a blessing. I truly believe that everything happens for a reason at the perfect timing, at the perfect place. I had just suffered a major accident, so I had to come back to my hometown of New Jersey. And I was really searching and searching and searching. And I got invited to an event in Las Vegas. And in the event of Las Vegas, they partner up with the foundation, Napoleon Hill Foundation. And when I heard that his grandson was there, I like ran to meet him and I made a huge line. And it was like the most exciting thing for me, because this book came to me because God wanted it at that timing. To be quite honest, I heard about the book, but I hadn't read it. And when I took the discipline about reading the book, it completely changed my mind. I was a young girl. I was 23 with this huge dream of doing the nonprofit. But at that time, with the accident, and nobody really believed in what I wanted to do. I was always told that these kids wouldn't make it, that you know, I was wasting my time. I had turned down amazing opportunities, but I knew in my heart I had to do that. And when the book came into my hand, it was really a blessing. And I read it, and I became disciplined to it, and I became kind of like Napoleon said, you become obsessed, but in a good way obsessed. I started thinking about him, and I started reading, and I started implementing his quotes and his principle. And there when I heard, I didn't even know, to be quite honest, when I was at the event, that his grandson was going to be there. So it was really all the universe conspiring for me to be there. And so the beautiful thing is that I make the line, I get a hard copy, and I meet him, and he looks at me, and he says to me, you're really young. He goes, tell me your story. And it was, what was interesting about this is that I was the only one that he actually said this to, because, you know, there was a huge line. He was signing the book, taking pictures, and he just looked at me and with, you know, kind of like that question, like, because I was, like, so eager to meet him. So he probably saw that hunger in me. At the same time, I was intimidated because I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, for me, it was such a big deal. So he said to me, tell me your story. So I said to him, I said, my purpose and my mission is to help the youth. He said, okay. So he goes, go live that dream, and I know that one day I will hear about you, read about you. So he grabs the book, and in the book, he autographs it, and he says, to Ms. Hillary and the youth. And he takes a picture with me, and in the picture that Havala actually posted online, I have the cheesiest smile from like ear to ear, and it was so powerful. It was like the most, it was one of those moments in my life that I was like, wow, God, what a confirmation. Thank you so much that after everything, you blessed me with this moment of meeting him. And he was so gracious, such a wonderful man. And I asked him what it is to be the grandson of Napoleon Hill, and he said it's the biggest blessing in the world. He changed my life, and I have the honor to be living his legacy and being able to help other kids, because the Napoleon Hill Foundation actually gives out scholarships to underprivileged students as well. So he says, you're very powerful. He goes, it's not going to be easy, but remember what Napoleon Hill says. And with that, you know, I gave him a hug, and he says, you know, he gave me his card, and he says, I know I'm going to read about you. And it was one of those moments that marked my life forever, and it's never been the same since then. And right after that, it was like I was a powerhouse. It was like kind of like gasoline that you need to go through the storm.
It's like that catalyst, that just that extra push that that's needed. And there was something so powerful about what you said when you were sharing about your experience with meeting Mr. Hill, and that was, you know, hey, you're waiting in this long line of all of these people, and there's this nervous energy, and it's kind of like, okay, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And, you know, we've all been at that, you know, place or space in our lives where there's this opportunity that presents itself. And then in that opportunity, sometimes we get very, you know, nervous, and we're not sure about, you know, the next step or the what. But then because you had enough, you know, courage to go there, you know, just fully be yourself and then express the thing that you expressed, like he was able to feel that energy from you and then inquired more, wanted to know more, and asked you, like you said, you didn't ask anybody else these same questions, but asked you about your story and then was able to plant these seeds of encouragement with you, which became this big catalyst and this big fire starter to be able to move you forward. And so, you know, there's always an opportunity. It's everywhere around us. It's like, but will we be courageous even through our fear or insecurity to be able to step into that place, to be able to step into that opportunity and take advantage of it? Because that was a shifting point for you.
Yes, exactly. That moment marked that it was never the same after that. It was like at that moment, like you said, you have to have the courage, because sometimes our fears will come in, our egos will come in and say, you're not good enough, you're too young, you have this big dream and you can't do this, you're crazy, right? In Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, we talk about Henry Ford's dream. When everyone else thought he was crazy to want to do affordable cars for everyone, stand out. So, you know, I live with a legacy. Wherever I go, you must bring in the energy of embrace the positive. And just that alone, deciding to be the light, people will notice that. Even though I was scared and I was nervous, but you must live out your courage, because what if I didn't, right? What if I hadn't been in that line, or what if I didn't have the courage to even answer him or say to what I did? I probably wouldn't be where I am today, and I wouldn't be with the kids I have today. So I think that that's so important, is having the courage to transmit that energy so that people can see your light. And I truly believe that our light is not for us. Our light is to let other people shine. And once you let your light shine, everyone else will shine bright. And so it becomes this beautiful, you know, shining light where we all embrace each other and we all love each other for who we are at the present moment. And we say, you know what? Yes, you can do it, which he makes such a difference in my life at the age of 23. And, you know, I can't wait for the day where, you know, maybe I'll send him this. I'll send him this video and say, look how life conspired that now I'm talking about Napoleon Hill. Now I'm on the radio like a few years later. So I think that the courage, the word of the courage, is so important. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, certainly. And I love that, too, as far as about letting your light shine. It's like we all have the experience at some point, because it works in every aspect of your life. You have the experience of possibly you know, driving down the street and, you know, your favorite song is on and, you know, you're all into the song and you just like singing down or whatever in that car. And then, you know, maybe you'll turn and notice the person in the car next to you. And then now they have the biggest smile on their face. And, you know, now they're a little bit looser. Or they're moving a little bit more. It was like, because you were allowed your light to shine, you allowed your, you know, pureness to be able to come through. Now that allowed somebody else to feel the same way. And it's the same thing, whether it's in business, whether it's in relationships, in any aspect of your life. And when you are just being true to yourself and not worried about what other people are thinking around you and just allow all of your brilliance and greatness to come out, then it gives other people permission to be able to do the same, like Marianne Williamson talked about. And you are listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. We're talking today with Ms. Hillary Vargas, who's the founder of Ms. Hillary's Kids. We're going to find out more about this program and how she's impacting and empowering young women all around this country in just a moment. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Do you have a message, a product, or a service that you really believe in? Do you want to share it with the world, yet you feel stuck in knowing how to make that happen? Hi, my name is Havilah Malone, and I'm a television host and number one best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. And this book gives you everything that you need to know on how to radiate your presence, how to magnify your voice, and attract the media's attention so that you can exponentially grow your business and truly make a difference in the lives of others. You can obtain a copy of my book, How to Become a Publicity Magnet, on Amazon.com, or you can check out my website at HavilahMalone.com. That's HavilahMalone. If you're really ready to take this year to a whole nother level, learn 5 steps to win in your personal and professional life, pick up a copy of the book today.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. You can always get more information about the International Mastermind Association at internationalmasterminders.com, or you can follow them at Twitter at INTL Mastermind. That's INTL Mastermind on Twitter, or just go to the website at internationalmasterminders.com. I'm your host for today's show, Havilah Malone, and today we are speaking about empowering women as well as our youth and how we can do that through the use of Napoleon Hill's principles and Think and Grow Rich. We have a very special guest on the line today, Ms. Hillary Vargas, who's a life coach, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and youth mentor, and the founder of Ms. Hillary's Kids. And we were just talking about this program. We want to get more information from you, Hillary, on how Ms. Hillary's Kids was founded, what this program is about, and because we have two of the ladies from the program, Ms. Arlene Palma and Ivy Barclay, who we're going to be talking to in just a little bit, so you all can hear firsthand about how this program has impacted the life of our youth. So, Hillary, please talk to us a little bit about your program, your youth mentoring program.
Thank you so much, Havilah. Thank you all for coming back. My youth program, wow, it's such an amazing, wonderful journey. I started this really 6 years ago with a big dream. God had really instilled in me a huge purpose of connecting with the youth. I started working with them as a volunteer when I was a sophomore in college. And at the time, I was going for business and wanted to be very successful. Like Havilah has said before, I grew up, you know, urban with a single mother. So I knew firsthand the need of wanting to have a mentorship and wanting to be successful. But in my case, I didn't have a mentor. So I started working with them, and then what I figured out was in the educational system in the United States, they really don't provide the emotional need and the drive for some of the youth. So I started working at different urban schools in the state of Rhode Island. And what I figured out was that I had a really magical connection with them. They would come into my office, say, "Miss Hillary, this is what's going on. This is how I feel. This is what's going on at home." And I started realizing that I became that person in their life that they can count on, that person in their life where I hold them to high expectations without judgment, that they could come to me for anything 24/7, and I would always be Miss Hillary in their life. I started working with their parents as well. We started working on finance. We started working on their purposes. We started working on all these magical things. And then I decided that my service and my purpose had to go to the next level. And that's when I started, you know, the nonprofit Miss Hillary's Kids. And it's a really interesting story how Miss came involved with the name. Anytime I addressed who I was, my kids would come into my language. Because for me, every single student that I have ever had, every single mentee, they're like my biological children. I love them. I pray for them every single day. If they're in pain, I'm in pain. If they're happy, I'm happy. And we are a family. We really become this unique family where we love each other. We encourage each other. We go through thick and thin. And Miss Hillary was risen from that love, from that, and also from the courage that I had to believe in them, because I was once them, Havala, and I was once them hungry for something better. You know, growing up where I grew up with all the obstacles, being from an immigrant family, being always told that because I was Latina, I was a minority, I couldn't make it because of this and because of the other. I thank God that I had a powerful mother who instilled in me the power of believing. And some of my students don't have that powerful mother. So I became that person for them. And so presently we have the nonprofit running, and the most amazing and unique things about this is that we are a family. We have amazing mentors such as Havala, who got to meet some of the kids at one of the events. We have amazing mentors from around the world, entrepreneurs from all different aspects. We have lawyers, we have doctors, and it's very beautiful because when they meet me and they meet the kids, they're like, "Wow, Hillary, like, you have something so special, so magical. How can I help you?" And it's overwhelming, the blessing of people's love shining in this program. The kids, we do, you know, coaching call twice a month. They have to check in with me about their grades, their behavior, how they're doing at home. We work relationship building, both in their personal and professionally with their parents. I talk to their parents on a really, like, daily basis, checking in with the parents, see how they're doing. Because it's really important that the youth has that relationship building, that they understand that their parents are doing as best as they can at this certain moment. We talk about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. We talk about the power of having a mastermind. My kids are very advanced. You know, they get the rawness, they get the realness. There's nothing that we hold back. We really go through everything together. This has become my kids. This has become my life. My kids are my heart and soul. And till the day, you know, I know God, you know, one day, you know, I won't be here. I know that I left a legacy, and I know that there's something better, because I really truly believe that our youth is our future. I don't believe that our youth, you know, they're like, people used to tell me 6 years ago that they're a waste of my time. I don't believe that. I believe that the youth is what's going to make this country better. I believe that maybe out of my program, we can save a life. We can get more doctors. We can get the next president of the United States. I really, truly believe that the urban kids really have high potential as every other kid in the world. There's no stigma. There's no because they grew up this way that they can't make it. That's only their part of their story. But the story is greatness. And we take that greatness, and I instilled this in them at a young age. I have from 12 years old to my oldest to 27, interesting enough. And yesterday I was meeting with one of them, and she says, "Hillary, you've become that mother love that I never had." And I thought I was too old, and I didn't understand why I had to go through all this, why I had to immigrate to this country. I was mad. And you're teaching me that I can still fulfill my purpose. And she has a little girl, and she goes, I'm going to do it for her. And I thank you. And it's incredible because there's not a day that goes by that I don't tell my kids that I love them. And she goes to me, you're the first woman in my life to say I love you, that I've learned that it's okay to say I love you. And that is what Miss Hillary is all about. That's what Miss Hillary's kids is about. Like I said, there's no age. They will always be my kids through thick and thin. And the end result will be the day that I'm old, that they will walk into my house with their families and they pass on these principles of Napoleon Hill. They pass on the courage and the love to their children to make this world a better place, because that's really what Martin Luther King, that's what Gandhi, that's what Napoleon Hill, that's what Carnegie, that's what they all wanted. And we, as adults, we need to believe in our youth.
Yes, and it's all about passing on that knowledge, and it's giving, I mean, it's really an extraordinary opportunity to be able to invest in our futures through the youth. And we're going to get in just a minute opportunity to speak to some of the ladies from this program. And, you know, it was so interesting because when I was in that, we talked about how I met you, which was at the event, the Next Level Experience event in New York. And the youth that are part of your program had the opportunity to come out. At least I was able to meet some of them. And it was just being able to sit there and talk with them and listen to their stories and their backgrounds and, you know, the things that they struggled with and where they came from, and then being able to have the opportunity to be in a group of individuals who believed in them, having you to be able to continue to sow those seeds of, you know, success within them and opening them up to not like the baby-fied version of, you know, oh, what success will be or what life is like, but here's the real, here's the raw, and here are all the keys that you'll need to be able to be successful. And I thought to myself, I'm like, man, I wish when I was younger, you know, and all throughout my life I did have, you know, amazing people who, you know, encouraged me in some way, shape, or another, but being able to have a program like this that gives you all of the things that you need, because a lot of times we find these keys to success later on in life, and it's after, you know, our stories about, you know, why we aren't where we want to be, or why we haven't accomplished what we want to accomplish, or why we'll never be able to get there, are so ingrained in us that it makes it so much more difficult to be able to get out of that cycle. But it's like the earlier you can start with information, like within Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, the so much further along you will be. So it's like having the opportunity to sit there with the girls from the program and talk to them and be able to share some of this information. Like, it felt so good for me to be able to do it and then to be able to watch their reaction. So, you know, what you're doing is absolutely amazing. And we're going to be talking to our listening audience a little bit later on about how they can really participate in an amazing event that's coming up on November 1st, as well as be able to sow into the lives of the youth. So we have two of the young ladies who are going to be coming onto our call today. One is Miss Arlene Palmer, who is a graduate of Montclair State University. She was born in Colombia and immigrated to the United States around the age of 7. And you know, as she started over in a new country, she found that, you know, she watched her parents' marriage fail. She suffered with, like, low self-esteem and just trying to maintain the goal of meeting everybody's expectation for her life. And, of course, you know, we have all been at that place at some, you know, stage of our life of, you know, trying to feel everybody else's, you know, dream for ourselves. But she woke up questioning, you know, why she was here and was she even making a difference in the world and really what should be done with her life. And those questions drove her to a really dark place in her life. And a near personal tragedy really awakened her to her purpose, which was to become a pediatrician. And so now she uses her story to be able to save others suffering from depression. And she is a part of Miss Hillary's Kids, the mentoring program, is a program that's really helped inspire her and turn things around in her life. And she really, she's right now a student or going to be going into the American University of Antigua starting in January. So we're going to get a chance to hear from Ms. Arlene in just a moment. And then we also have on the line Ms. Ivy Barclay. And she was born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. And she was a young lady who was seeking opportunity in any way. She found that, you know, in the school system, that she was an overachiever, but yet there was just no real place for her to be able to express those gifts and talents in a constructive way. And so she was constantly, you know, reaching out for that acceptance and reaching out for ways to be able to express herself. And she found getting involved with groups of individuals that maybe weren't so good for her. But she's a part of Miss Hillary's Kids and reaching beyond her potential and creating a successful path for her life. She's currently a pharmacy student at Providence College, and her goal is to become one of the most powerful African-American women in history, and this young lady is well on her way to be able to do that. So welcome to the call, Arlene and Ivy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We thank you so much for joining us on the call today. You know, you ladies are what this is really all about, you know, because as we, you know, as adults, we go through our lives and we're always trying to figure out, you know, well, what is our purpose in life? And, you know, what is it that we should be doing? Or how can we become more successful? And, you know, all of those things. And you ladies are at that point where you're asking those same questions and, you know, have dealt with those same type of struggles and, you know, have been able to find the path that has really been able to help you to answer some of those questions and get you on the road to success. And so I just want to be able to start with, we'll start with Arlene, and would you just share a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Miss Hillary's Kids, and then what benefit have you seen from being a part of this program? And then, Ivy, we're going to talk to you about the same thing as well.
Okay.
Arlene.
Thank you for inviting us to be with you this morning, and for Ms. Hillary for giving me the opportunity to be here and share my story.
You are so welcome.
that's what you get when you're Ms. Hillary's Kids. You get the power to share your story, because everybody has a story to tell, and nobody has the courage to share it because they think they're going to be judged. And being with Ms. Hillary has helped me see that there's no shame in your story, and that your story could save a life, and you don't know what that person's going through, and that you could be that light that they need just to get out of that pain. The moment of clarity to realize that they matter and that they're here for a reason, and that they could have a life they've always imagined, that they deserve that life and they're worth that life. And being with her has taught me that, and she's taught me that through Napoleon Hill, and I didn't realize it until I started to read the book myself. Like, wow, she really is teaching this, and she's this, and she teaches us, and she holds us accountable for this.
Being able to have that, you know, get those principles and then also that accountability. And sometimes we do start off on a path where we're like, okay, that's some really great information that, I can use in my life. And then we may even start implementing it, but then it comes to a point where it's like, oh, okay, you kind of fall off the path or whatever. But being a part of this program gives you some accountability where, okay, I know I got to get on that call with Ms. Hillary, so I'm going to have to, you know, answer to, you know, what I've done or, you know, what I've completed as far as whatever the assignment may be, is it helps like keep you on that path.
Yes, and this morning she actually called me 10 minutes before we had a call in, and she got us ready. And then that's what she does. She just gets you ready, gives you the tools, and allows you to just flow and be. And she nurtures you. And that, what more can you ask for? Somebody to nurture you and to guide you, and that guide. We all need a guide. We all need somebody that, you know, is in front of us guiding us, because you can't do it alone. And that's what she taught me. Like, you're not alone. You're never alone. And that there's people out there that just want to help you. You just have to give them the chance, and you have to give them the opportunity. And That's the only way out of any pain, of any suffering, and that's the only way to living the life you want, is to know that there's people out there that are there with you.
That you are not alone. Yeah, and that's a huge message, and I think it brings us to definitely a topic that we want to discuss that has really been kind of a driving force for you because of some recent tragedies that you have dealt with within your life, but that idea about never being alone. Because a lot of times we do feel like, you know, whatever the struggle is that we're going through or whatever is happening in life, that sometimes we're the only one going through it. And then sometimes that brings us to, you know, a dark place, you know, within our lives, and, you know, and sometimes we make decisions that are, you know, not helpful for us, and sometimes we make decisions, you know, or reach out for the help that we need to be able to get out of that dark place. And so I know you recently had had a loss within your family, and so if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that and what that has driven you or a decision for something that you're going to be doing moving forward.
My experience, I experienced with depression, and at one point in my life, I wanted to commit suicide. And I had the courage to share, and my family saw the signs, and they stepped in. Now I have a cousin who passed away, and he didn't have the courage to share because he felt he was alone in his pain, and we weren't able to save him, but he gave me the biggest gift this week, which is my life and my experiences are to save other people. I may not have been able to save him, but now I'm able to save others who are in pain and who think they're alone and that their life doesn't matter, that they do matter and that they're here to make a difference. And that there's nothing they can say, is nothing they could have been like going through in their life that I'm going to judge them for, because I probably was in their shoes thinking the same things. And there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, as we talked about a little bit earlier, that this is also kind of driven you to want to, and I think along with Ms. Hillary, to create a suicide prevention program to really be able to help people who have gotten to that place within their lives. And, you know, that's something of getting to that, you know, that hopelessness or that feeling of, you know, I don't think that my life is worth living anymore. The pain that I'm experiencing in this moment is something that I want to be able to just end, and sometimes that's the route that people seek. And I can even remember in an earlier part in my life, I had gotten to that place. I was so depressed and so distraught over some circumstances that happened earlier in my life that I sought that path of committing suicide because I didn't see another route. I didn't see another way out. And it was through the grace of God that I did not, I was not able to end my life. And it's been such a blessing coming out of that space and out of that place because each and every one of our lives are so important. And our story and our experience is there to be able to uplift someone else, because there's somebody else who has been in that same predicament and that same mental space. And when we can reach out and help each other, then we can overcome whatever it is that we are dealing with and really be able to fulfill our true purpose here on this planet, and because we all have one. So I really honor you in the program that you all are creating to be able to help people, and you've been able to use your, you know, life story and experience to be able to do that. So thank you so much for being able to share that, and that's what it's about, being able to share our stories, because at the end of the day, none of us are alone at all whatsoever. And we also have on the line Miss Ivy. Thank you so much for calling in and participating in the call this morning and being willing to share your story. So we want to find out, too, from you, like, what got you involved in Miss Hillary's Kids program, and what benefit have you found for yourself through being a part of this program?
Good morning. Once again, thank you for this amazing opportunity. I'm always grateful for the opportunities that come my way and opportunities that I get through Ms. Hillary, and I just want to acknowledge her for that and acknowledge you for this great opportunity.
Thank you.
When I met Ms. Hillary, it was my sophomore year of high school, and my school was a new school, so I was the first class to graduate from there, and Ms. Hillary came in, and I was wondering, like, who's this lady? Let me get to know her. Let me continue to put myself out there because that's just the person I am. So I met Ms. Hillary, started going to her office more often, and I found that she was just this really inspiring person that was like a mom to me. And I also found, like, similar attributes that I carried in her. And so, like, I call myself mini Ms. Hillary. So I began to get really close with her and talk with her and share my story and share my emotions, because I would sometimes be upset and frustrated. And so Ms. Hillary was somebody I found that I could turn to. And since then, Ms. Hillary has been like an amazing, amazing person. Everything that she coaches me about, everything that she challenges me with and throws at me is for person and to make my future brighter. I love most about Ms. Hillary is how she throws self-discipline out there for me, because I believe that's something important, that everybody needs to have self-discipline, and that's just something that will help you carry on throughout your day on an everyday basis and help you become a better person. Ms. Hillary Kids, amazing program that I feel like I'm able to turn to a second family almost and be around people who have the same aspirations and have the same drive for a successful future. And that's just how I got involved with Ms. Hillary's Kids. And I'm so grateful for everything and just being part of it and everything that's to come.
And you definitely have a very bright future ahead of you. I know as we had an opportunity to speak, and even as Ms. Hillary was sharing with me, like, more about your story and, you know, just how extremely, you know, bright and brilliant, you know, of a student that you are. And even when she met you, you know, some of the association and the people who you were hanging around weren't really, like, fostering, you know, all of those skills within you. And so there was a lot of kind of like, you know, pushback and, you know, a lot of where you come off as a very strong person, but then sometimes where that strength can be misconstrued as, you know, attitude. And so in a lot of times, especially in today's society, we always kind of see that that stigma of, you know, the strong black woman, but she got an attitude, or, you know, oh, she
yeah.
you know, got all these issues or whatever. But is that something that you had struggled with at a time, you know, in coming to learn or coming to interact with Ms. Hillary?
Yeah, that's also true, and I believe that's who I am and that's what made me who I am today. Come off with a strong personality, and I believe that I have lots to offer to the world, and that's who I am, and I'm continuing to work on myself and continuing to work on, like, different skills and different ways of how to express myself in a powerful manner where others will be able to understand me. And that's where, like, sometimes I find it difficult in, like, my personal life to be able to express myself in a way that people understand me and where it doesn't come off as witty and with the attitude. That black girl that just has an attitude and is just angry. But I'm not angry. I'm just powerful, and I just love to express myself in that way.
I love that. And being able to even change your own, you know, mental outlook on that of, because you are a strong, powerful, you know, woman and Black woman. And it's like finding that, because we talked about even with Ms. Haley, finding that balance between that toughness and that sensitivity and being able to mm-hmm. own that power. And that's something that you are doing, and how that's going to affect so many people around you, because you'll be able to infuse people with that confidence and infuse people with that sense of self, you know, that they have a strong sense of purpose and a strong sense of, you know, being and living here on this planet. And so we really honor you for, you know, being who you are and then constantly, you know, working through that journey of refinement, because we all are. You know, we all are working through that journey of refinement of, you know, just getting that right mix and that right balance. But you are such a great example of someone who, you know, many people will look up to and possibly one of our great leaders in the future. So we definitely are looking forward to seeing what is coming from you, Miss Ivy.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome, so welcome. And so these are just a couple of the, you know, the students who have been involved in Miss Hillary's Kids. If you want to find out more information about the program or getting involved or how you can help, you can reach out to Miss Hillary at MissHillaryVargas@gmail.com. That's MissHillaryVargas@gmail.com. You can get all that information on the show page, on the Blog Talk Radio show page for the International Mastermind Association. And there's a very special event coming up that we want to be able to introduce you to be able to tell you about. And it's all about leading ladies in inspiring one another. That's coming up on November 1st. So I'm going to give Ms. Hillary an opportunity to tell you all about this event, because it's really going to be able to help you to be able to really reach for that next level in your life and reach for all of those things, all of those tools, the keys and pieces that you need to be successful, as well as an opportunity, because it's for a great cause, for you to be able to give back. So Ms. Hillary, please tell people about the event that's coming up on November the 1st.
Well, thank you so much. I really want to thank my girls, because it's so amazing for me to sit here and listen to them and see their growth. It, like, really brought tears to my eyes to hear you ladies and how powerful you spoke. I honor you. And like Havala said, I know that we're all excited to see what the future brings, and I know it's really bright. We're excited to announce that next Saturday, November 1st, at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have an exclusive special mastermind with five powerful women. I am one of the speakers, as well as Havala will be one of our main guest speakers. And we're having this private event to raise money for the girls for scholarship for their education. One of the main reasons why the youth, they don't pursue their dreams, is because of finance. And I truly believe that when you have a purpose, the doors will open and there will always be a path for you to fulfill that. A lot of my students, they're really good students. They go for scholarships, but there's still needs to be met. And so one of the main goals of Ms. Hillary's program is that not any child is left behind just because of the money. So I am honored and blessed to have Havala, to have some of the most amazing speakers in Stanford, Connecticut, next Saturday, November 1st. And we're so excited to have this one-day mastermind. It's in a private setting. And one of the other speakers, Vivian Velasquez, in Night Your Passion's home, she's opening her home to have this private setting so that the women can really be intimate and have one-on-one. I'm having seven of my girls there. We have topics on health and fitness. We have topics about finance, about living your purpose, about how to have a healthy relationship with your partner, how to attract the right person in your life. So it's really touching base upon all aspects of your life, spirituality, physical and health, financial. You'll hear the girl's story, and it's such going to be such an amazing powerhouse day. Like, I am so blessed and beyond excited for this. If you would like more information, thank you, Havala. She put the flyer in the site. You can also email me the same email at Ms. Hillary Vargas @gmail.com. I also want to invite anyone who would like to request me on Facebook. I am Ms. Hillary Vargas with two L's altogether on Facebook. The flyers are there as well. And so all the proceeds of the tickets will go to the ladies. All the guest speakers are coming, volunteering their time to be there present, to honor them, and to help and support this. We have amazing surprises and amazing giveaways for all the ladies that day. So please reach out, come in line in, and you will leave with a group of sisters, because the important thing here is empowering women to trust in each other. We are women and we are one. We need to learn how to come together and how to hold a person by their hand and say, you're my sister. No matter where you come from, no matter the color of your skin, I can help you. I will support you and I will love you. So that's what the event is about. So I hope to see everyone. Please look us up on Facebook or email me, and we look forward to having everyone there.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of this event. When Ms. Hillary reached out and said, hey, you know, we're putting this event on. The cause is about helping these young ladies to be able to further their lives, to be able to, you know, get these scholarships, to be able to continue to grow. I was like, absolutely, I'm in, because what I have found in life, and something that has been one of the key success principles for myself, and have had a very flourishing career in the media and even within corporate America, and I found that the more that you serve, the more that you give, the more you will get. And so when you are able to sow seeds of promise, sow seeds of progress into other people's lives, then you are also sowing those things into yourselves. So taking the time to be able to come out, because this event, a very special event, that's not only going to help people to be able to get the strategies and tools for success. So you're going to get all the things that you need to be able to help you have better relationships, to be able to help you really bring your business to a whole nother level, to be able to, if you want to get out there into the media's eye with your products and services, I'll be there to be able to help guide you through that process, you know, to get your health in line, because you need your health to be able to do any of those other things in your life. You know, like, all of these tools, all of these keys will be right in one room available to you with people who are pouring out, just like they talk about in Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, that mastermind, so that you get all of these years of experience, all of these success tools to be able to help you to accomplish anything that you want. So not only are you going to get the benefit of being there, but then you're also going to be sowing into the lives of our future, sowing into the lives of our youth, and that is huge. So we definitely invite you to be a part of this, to come out. You can get more information about it. Like I said, the flyer's on the show page. You can reach out to Ms. Hillary Vargas @gmail.com. That's MSHILLARYVARGAS @gmail.com. You'll also be able to find that information on my Facebook page at Havila Malone, the number 2, that's HAVILAHMALONE, and the number 2, and we'll be more than happy to get you more information about it. But, you know, we definitely thank you so much for tuning in today, for being able to, you know, get information that really is powerful. Because wouldn't you have wanted, when you were younger, when you were, you know, in that stage of trying to figure out, should I go left, should I go right? You know, somebody who was there to guide you along that journey. And that's what having a mastermind does. That's what having a mentor does. And so we really honor Ms. Hillary for the work that she's doing within our community. If you want more information about the International Mastermind Association, you can go to the website at internationalmasterminders.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at INTL Mastermind. And, of course, we invite you back every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to be able to get more information about how you can really reach your goals and be able to help you to get to whatever it is that you want to in your life. Because Napoleon Hill says, if you can conceive it and believe it, then you can achieve it. And all the resources and tools that you need to be able to make your goals and dreams happen are already there. They're lined up for you. You just have to decide what it is you want. And then go for it. And there are going to be people that we're here right along the way to be able to help you. And so we want to thank our guests, Ms. Hillary Vargas, as well as Ms. Arlene Palma and Ms. Ivy Barclay, for coming on to the call today and being with us. We want to thank all of our guests for tuning in today. And then you can always listen to this show. You can find it on demand on the Blog Talk Radio page. And like I said, come and join us every Saturday at 8 a.m. for the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Havel Malone, and we will see you again next time. And if you want to reach out to me, you can do that at havelmalone.com or ask at havelmalone.com. You have a wonderful day. We'll see some beautiful things in your future. Bye.